Any question?
Yes, of course.
Put your hand up, any question?
Руку поднимайте, если есть вопрос.
Мне вчера на Санкиртане задали вопрос. Вот, говорится, что Веды были продиктованы 5000 лет назад. Меня просто спросили, а где они сейчас находятся, эти писания? Я ничего не смог ответить.
Изначально писания, да, которые были написаны.
А которые были записаны в Ганеше от Вьесадевы?
The actual original, you mean? Well, originals, yeah, this is 5,000 years is a long
time.
So we have just copies. But many copies are there, and these copies have been... You know, actually Sanskrit, I'm studying Sanskrit presently in Australia. Actually, that Sanskrit language, you know, it hasn't changed for several thousands of years. Because the actual, you know, grammar of Sanskrit, it was fixed long time back. You know, so the language that was used in Bhagavad Gita, that's the same Sanskrit that is used today by Sanskrit scholars. So it's not that there has been some kind of changing in the language that makes it difficult to understand. The language is very, very clear. And actually, originally, the system of learning these scriptures was by oral reception, just by hearing, because previously people had a very good memory. But from the beginning of Kali Yuga, about 5,000 years ago, then people's memory started to get weaker and they couldn't remember properly. So that's why the sages wrote down this knowledge. And in this way they passed it down from generation to generation. Some more recent scriptures like Chaitanya Charitamrita, which are just 500 years old. Manuscripts of those books can be seen. But 5,000 years is a very long time, so that type of parchment they use, it hasn't lasted so long. But still we have these copies, and there's no contradiction between different versions of Bhagavad Gita. There's only one version of Bhagavad Gita. I think a few years should be. At least, most probably, I mean, it may depend on different spiritual masters when they might give initiation. Theoretically, from the age of 12, according to Vedic system, children could get initiated, but most spiritual masters, probably they would demand that children be at least 15 or 16 before they got initiation. Maybe even older.
Это зависит от духовного учителя. изначально электрическая система, она подразумевает, что можно с 12 лет получать инициацию. Но некоторые духовные учителя могут потребовать, например, только с 15 или 16 лет.
Or even 18 could be.
Или даже может быть с 18 лет.
Depends on the person.
Зависит уже от личности.
So, I mean, they could start chanting pranam when they're younger, but they'd have to wait until they were sufficiently old to get initiation.
Они могут начать повторять пранаму раньше, но до инициации им нужно продолжать будет определенный срок.
So that depends when they start. And if they start at, you know, 11 years old, they might have to chant pranam for 5 years before they got initiated.
Кто-то начал повторять пранаму матру с 11 лет, то может быть ему до инициации придется повторять 5 лет.
But like I said, depends on the individual, depends on the spiritual master.
Но это зависит от личности, это зависит от другого учителя. Можно ли дома иметь божества?
Yeah.
Да, можно.
But I would say that one should keep a simple standard, because one should come to the temple and participate in the temple program. Not that he should make such a big standard of worship at home that he doesn't have time to come to the temple.
Но я бы сказал, что нужно поддерживать простой стандарт для того, чтобы было время приходить в храм на храмовые программы и также участвовать в деятельности храма, а не иметь очень сложный стандарт и не иметь время.
It's better not to. But sometimes the devotees do. I mean, it's not the worst thing in the world. But it would be better, you know, to prepare your own noodles.
Как достигнуть любви к Богу?
Just follow this process.
Просто следовать этому процессу.
Chant Hare Krishna and perform devotional service.
Повторять Hare Krishna и осуществлять преданное служение.
I'm just trying to follow Prabhupada's instruction. I think that's a principle in spiritual life, that, you know, we follow Guru Parampara. If we just remain fixed in doing that, then naturally there'll be enthusiasm, we'll be studying.
Если мы будем просто следовать этому, то тогда у нас будет энтузиазм следовать сознанию Кришны.
Because, after all, by practicing Krishna consciousness, we're getting association of Krishna, so that's naturally inspiring.
Потому что, практикуя сознание Кришны, мы можем получить общение с Кришной, это вдохновляет.
And ISKCON is such a wonderful society, there are so many nice devotees, so many nice activities.
ИСКОН — это такое чудесное общество, в нем столько замечательных преданных, столько разных деятельностей.
So just to be a devotee of ISKCON is a great privilege.
И быть преданным ИСКОНа — это очень большое привилегие.
So we should be very happy about that.
И мы должны быть очень счастливы.
We should be enthusiastic about it.
И мы должны быть очень в большом энтузиазме. Так ли, что распространяя книги, мы быстрее достигаем любви к Богу? Или имеется в виду быстрое очищение? И почему все распространители книг могут делать это продолжительное время?
Well, the last point is, It's important because it depends on the consciousness with which we execute the service. I mean, distributing books is a very important part of our preaching activity. So naturally, if a person does that with enthusiasm, then it's purifying and he'll advance in love of God. But it has to be combined with proper chanting, proper hearing, and, you know, proper mood of association with the devotees in his
If
he doesn't do it in a proper way, if he doesn't chant nicely, then he won't be able to maintain his book distribution steadily for a very long time. But if a person has a good sadhana, if he's very steady, always going out distributing books, definitely he'll advance nicely in Krishna consciousness. And if he has humble attitude, you know, if he doesn't get puffed up that I'm very great, but rather he's humble, he's always got a nice service mood in doing that, and he keeps nice service attitude towards the devotees.